just cut his hay off the field for the first time. Mm-hmm. When it comes back up again right after that.
That's second cutting.
How many could you usually get?
You hardly ever got over second cutting. I never did know many kids over second cutting. You do pretty well to get a second cutting.
Did you ever have anything come up in the field although you didn't plant?
Oh, yeah. It just volunteer stuff.
Just about anything could do it?
Mm-hmm, most anything. Something you planted that year before, you know, would maybe come up in it. Maybe corn would come up, be some grains, you know, left, and it'd come up in the cotton. Or bean stalk maybe here and yonder. Or maybe I have seen some peanuts that come up in things.
They come up volunteer?
Volunteer. Different things. Peas. Just bunch here, and your okra's bad about it.
Yeah.
You put okra in your field, and the first thing you know, you'll have okra all over your field for years to come.
Well, I didn't know that. Was wheat ever growing around here?
No, we don't have no wheat around here.
Have you ever seen it grow?
I've seen it in Arkansas.
Do you have any idea what, say, after a farmer cut his wheat, what he tied up into? You call that a...
I just really don't know nothing about it. And my brother raised it over there. And that, but now what he done, I don't know.
What I call a bone?
I imagine he did. I just don't know. I never did hear him say. He had rye, sweet, and everything.
Have you ever heard people use the word shock-a-weed, shocking?
Yeah, shocking, I've heard that.
That was that tying it together?
Or? I imagine it was. You know, you got to water wheat a lot. You got to have a wet place to grow it. And you have to, if it's dry weather, you got to have pumps that pump water to it to grow it. And the same thing with rice, you know, it's got to be water right.
Yes, right.
And I know they did. But he didn't have to go back, because he didn't work himself. He just is managing the place. And he'd go and see it done, see that it was done. I never did go over and even see it. And I could have went with him in the day over. And she's riding all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
But I never did ride with him a bit. I don't know why I did. Me and him would get on the levee and ride. Arkansas levee and Mississippi levee and ride and ride and ride. And I'd go to the pasture with him and look at the cows, but I never did do that. I don't know why I did. One thing, he had two places. One was called Watson Place, and the other one was up at Dooms. And it's a good long ways on down to Watson, and I just never did go on down there with him. And I guess he went there every day, because he's out all day, every day,
yes,
riding all day.
Can I ask you about a few expressions? Say, if we had to do a job together,
mm-hmm.
You'd say that and have to do this.
We got to do this job.
Or without using our names, you'd say that and have to do it.
Me and
you.
Me and you.
Yes, ma'am. Or in other words, the job's not just for one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's
for both of us.
Say if you wanted to identify yourself without using your name,
mm-hmm.
Say if you walked up to my front door and knocked on it,
mm-hmm.
And you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice,
mm-hmm.
You might say, "I'll go ahead and open the door. It's just
nobody in here."